what's really changed is that at village level, the chiefs and the leaders of their respective communities are taking control and taking personal responsibility for understanding who in their village, who in their group has been in contact with the virus, for identifying those people and making sure they are followed, and the minute they develop symptoms, making sure they are tested and treated.
Could you just explain that idea of the last chain of transmission?
It's quite a long chain. A young man who was a trader working in Freetown, but he regularly went back to his village up in the north, in Tonkalili. He went back and began to develop a high fever. His family thought, or he thought, that he had malaria, took him to hospital, where he was in fact treated for malaria and died there. Now, part of the very good surveillance that's going on in Sierra Leone involves taking a swab from every person who dies. And when that was tested, it tested positive for Ebola. So from that minute, the rapid response swung into action. So we knew we had one long chain, and then we knew that if we found all the people who could possibly have been in contact, and this was over 600 people, we would have a good chance of stopping that chain going any further.
So all of these 600 people along the chain, are they still being monitored?
Yeah, in fact, 595 of those people have shown no symptoms, and so they've been released from quarantine. In fact, there was a large group of people who were in the hospital where the young man died. So the whole hospital was quarantined. So they were all released as well. And so there were very, very big celebrations. The people who were released did not go on to develop Ebola virus. And to date, in the last week, we've not had any reported cases. So we've passed the first epidemiological week where we've not had any confirmed new Ebola cases. So that's also a very good sign.
There's still more that needs to be done and monitored, is that correct?
Yes, there's much more that needs to be done. Not just to keep on monitoring and keep on watching out. We know that flare-ups are likely, even when you get to zero cases reported, but we are in a place where we, as I've said, now know where the virus is, and we are watching it very closely.